interesting question that was asked to Rabbi Mazuz. The question that they asked him was on a Purim that falls out on a Motzei Shabbat, like this year. And you have somebody that follows normally the Shita of Rabbi Rutam, where he waits 72 minutes after sunset. Can he hear the Megillah at Motzei Shabbat before Rabbi Rutam's time? Let's say the shul ends at 42 minutes. And right away they start reading the Megillah. For him, he keeps Shabbat another half hour. According to the Berutam, it's still Shabbat. You're not Yotzei Megillah on Shabbat. You have to wait until it becomes Purim. So the Shaila is, can it be Yotzei listening to somebody that's holding 42 minutes? So first of all, he says that when it comes to listening to the Megillah, there's a couple of shitot. Some say you yotze the Megillah already from Plag Mincha. It's brought down in Tartzav, Seif Dalet, Kafayim brings it down in Otla Mir Aleph. That some say already you yotze from Plag. Now, even so, so therefore, according to that shita, at least, it's Plag Mincha. And even if you want to say that you're going like Rabbeinu Tam, maybe the halakha is like the Geonim, that says Shabbat really ends at 42 minutes. So according to the Geonim, for sure you yotze. And according to the ones that you want to say, you're not found the Geonim, it's already after Plag. So some shitot say you yotze after Plag Mincha. And especially over here, you might come along and ask, but didn't the rabbis make a gezerah that you can't read the Megillah on Shabbat? Because you might come to carry it. According to you, you're reading the Megillah on Shabbat. Well, first of all, you're not reading it. You're only listening to it. So maybe they're making gezerah on the one that's listening to the Megillah, on the one that's reading it. The one that's reading it holds it's not Shabbat anymore. Or we could say that once it's after sunset, they don't make a gezerah of the Rabbanan, which is anything that was a gezerah of the Hakamim. They weren't gozer ben Hashemashot. So therefore, it could be that since it's considered ben Hashemashot already, it's after sunset, so therefore it could be they didn't make the gezerah. The ma'aseh, the rabbi comes out and says the following. He says, v'imkeh memanav shach yotzeh, t'nai ge'onim avi layla gamur, v'nai benutam v'plag mercha avi layla l'kidat shema v'nai megillah. ומשום שמה יעבירים לנו לא גזים כאמור, וסו יסי יסים משגיעות ויראינו מטרות ונפתעות. So it comes out according to this, that to listen to Megillat Esther early, even though you're a Rabbeinu Tam guy, especially that most of the people only accept the Rabbeinu Tam the Chumrah. They accept it as a stringency. But really, the Halakha is like the Minhag, is like the Geonim. That once three stars come out, already it's supposed to Ishtema like the majority of the people follow. Especially they were only taking Rabbeinu Tam la'achmir in the Oraitas, but not to be so machmir on this as well. So there's room to say that for sure the person can be yotze. However, to read the Megillah sounds like from the rabbi that he should not read it. If he holds Rabbeinu Tam, he should not read the Megillah until he has to listen to it. For sure he would not have a problem.